one thing I'm a pro at. It's making entire detailed guides on how to level up every single area of your life. And summer is no exception, because I've been doing this since I was 16 and I'm about to share with you all of my secrets. Consider this video your ultimate plan, like the blueprint on how you make this summer your best yet. We're going to be covering external glow up, how to become your hottest self. Chapter 2 will be an internal glow up, leveling up your mindset and your happiness. Chapter 3 will be all about living life in style, aka how to level up your lifestyle, your day to day, have more fun, learn how to romanticize your life. And chapter 4 will be all about how you finally get to become your most successful self. And that will be all about achieving goals, making more money, and all of that good stuff. So if you're ready to evolve into the next version of yourself, grab yourself a pen and paper or even your notes app, because I plan my entire life in there. And pay attention. Chapter 1, your external glow up. All of the beauty rituals you need to know to look your hottest self this summer. Now, this video is going to contain a lot of detailed, more complicated advice, but I thought the first step should be the most simple, and that is drink your water. Every single time I film a YouTube video, I have this water bottle with me, and I get through 3 of these a day. That's 3 liters of water every single day. And growing up, especially as a teenager, I did not drink enough water. I did not care for it. It didn't taste nice. So if you also struggle with the same problem I used to, which is that you don't like drinking water, you're not motivated enough to get through 3 liters of water a day, then you need to try Water Drop, because they have an entire product line of something called micro drinks, micro teas, micro energy, and micro lights. This is a game changer and will make you drink twice the amount of water you already are, like that. Essentially, it's this magic little cube that you pop into a regular glass of water and it gives it so much flavor without adding any sugar. And if you guys have been watching me for a while, then you know I really cut down on my sugar intake, which is exactly why I forced myself over the last year to only drink water with every single meal. But of course, it gets boring. But now you can stay hydrated while still tasting all of your favorite flavors and even getting energy from some of these drinks. So why do we even need to be drinking 3 whole liters of water every single day? Well, it should be the first step in your beauty ritual, because it will help you get clearer skin, it will flush any toxins out of your system, it will also help with your internal glow up, helping you be more energized, more focused, better at concentrating and working. You'll also stay full for longer if you up your intake of water every single day. A lot of the times we reach for unnecessary healthy snacks throughout the day when actually we're just thirsty and we don't even realize it. Step number 2 to your beauty glow up this summer is your shower routine. Do not underestimate the power of smelling delicious every single day and how attractive that makes you. My personal routine starts out of the shower. I always dry brush to exfoliate my skin. In the shower, you want to start with a Dove soap bar to really get in there, clean your entire body, then go in with a really nice smelling shower gel and a loofah to scrub down your entire body. Then I go in with a body scrub. I personally love the one by Neom. They gifted it to me, my favorite scent ever. And a good body scrub leaves your skin feeling so silky smooth and moisturized afterwards. I personally, and so many other people on the internet, have been using the Ordinary's glycolic toner on their underarms. And what this is going to do is kill any bacteria under there, which is causing your sweat to have an odor, because sweat is not supposed to smell. And if it is, then you have something to fix. And I highly recommend you invest in this, because I've been using it and even I've seen a difference. After you've done that, you want to moisturize your entire body. Now, this is a new beauty ritual I've been doing and I'm obsessed, guys. I've been self-tanning. And I know what you're thinking, you're a brown girl, why the hell would you need to self-tan? I don't go crazy with it, it's more to just get an even skin tone and give myself that glow. I'm already quite pale for a brown girl, so I want that extra color. I've done like 2 rounds of tanning over the last 2 weeks, and I feel so much more confident when I step out in dresses. Step number 3 in your beauty ritual is being high maintenance to be low maintenance all month. Now, don't run away just yet. You can do this whether you have a big budget or no budget at all. So the entire idea of being high maintenance to be low maintenance is you're going to schedule 1 day a month or 1 day every 3 weeks where you do all of your beauty treatments in that 1 day so that you can relax for the rest of the month. And you don't have to constantly keep investing more time to painting your nails and doing all of that stuff, which is a chore and none of us have time for it, right? So 1 day a month, you can get your lashes done, you'll do your nails. I do Biab, so I just don't have to keep painting my nails every time they chip every single week. Get a pedicure, get a haircut, get your eyebrows laminated or microbladed. microbladed. I got mine microbladed and that lasts me a whole year. But I know not everyone has the budget to do that. When I was a teenager, I had no money to spend on beauty rituals, and I still do some of the DIY beauty rituals I found out then, now. And that includes castor oil on your lashes every single night. You guys, those are my natural lashes. I never have to wear false lashes. I'm never gonna get lash extensions because I've been using castor oil for the last 2 weeks. Then I would say rosemary oil and amla oil, which is an Indian hair oil. Massage it into your scalp once a week. Let that oil sit in your hair. Make sure you massage in thoroughly to promote blood flow to your scalp to get better hair growth, thicker hair growth, and then wash it out. Similarly, only wash your hair 1 to 2 times a week. If you're doing it any more than that, you are literally, you're damaging your hair in the long run. Every single night, put 2 spoons in the fridge, and then in the morning, you're gonna hold these 2 spoons under your eyes to de-puff your eyes. This is a method that actually works, and you wouldn't think so. If you invest in a good spray facial toner, then your base will always be balm and you won't have to wear makeup all the time to look cute. This isn't about getting darker, but more so having a more even skin tone and being more glowy in the summertime. You can literally pick one up from the drugstore super cheap. And it wouldn't be a beauty ritual if we didn't include exercise. You don't need to join the gym. Look at club eating videos online. There are so many TikTok influencers who post super easy to follow workout routines and invest 20 to 30 minutes every single day in your bedroom of doing a quick workout. I would also say try shaving your face, but with facial razors. You can get them super cheap. I do this all the time for like upper lip hair. I do it around my eyebrows to shape them. I don't do waxing or threading. I never have. Speaking of makeup, step number 5, figure out the best makeup routine which accentuates your features. I don't care what everyone else is doing. Some people really try and follow trends and do the crazy eyeliner and eyebrow and lipstick shade trends, and it doesn't suit their features and it makes you look worse than you did when you were barefaced. Having a full-on makeup day, trying out loads of things. Does eyeliner suit you? Just mascara, no mascara, eyeshadow, contour, blush shades, lipstick shades, and figure out what enhances your natural features because everyone's different. As soon as you have your makeup routine down, that's one less thing to worry about every single day. I don't care what the new makeup trend is, it doesn't apply to me. And then the last step to your external glow up is diet. Now, the first step to diet is starting every single morning with a shot of apple cider vinegar. I know it's gross, but it has an endless amount of health benefits. I've been doing this every single morning. You should dilute it with some water so you don't damage your teeth. I would also say switch coffee to matcha because it's way better for you. Center every single meal around your protein and your veggies. I have an entire Pinterest board dedicated to healthy recipes. I follow so many people on TikTok that help me make mealtime so exciting and fun and delicious while also making sure that I'm eating all of my greens and having protein-filled meals. So many people underestimate the value and the importance that our diet has on our everyday life, not only our outer beauty, but our inner beauty as well. And speaking of inner beauty, let's start with chapter 2, your internal glow up and how you can get a better mindset. Step number 1 to your internal glow up is all about being fussy. And this is where we start setting expiry dates on men. If he has not sat you down and told you his intentions and made you guys official and shown with his actions how committed he is to you by the 3-month mark, and even that's being generous, he's done. He's expired. Kick him out, on to the next one, or just focus on yourself. Oh my God, this summer 2023, we are not about to be in 6-month-long, 12-month-long situationships. Okay? If you survived a whole pandemic and you're out here settling with men who won't even be straight about their intentions with you. We just about got real summers back again. Do not waste it with a man that does not deserve your time or your energy. Take yourself on dates, spoil your family, go out with the girls, sign up to classes in local communities, and meet new and better people that align with yourself and your vision for your life. But oh my God, you should only ever be with a man when he meets all of your standards, gives you princess treatment, makes it official within, in my opinion, within 2 months. Okay, it should never be longer than that. Fulfills you, is affectionate, is emotionally intelligent. You are not about to be traumatized this summer. You are not about to look back on summer 2023 and be like, oh my God, remember when I was heartbroken by that boy? I wasted so much time investing into someone who clearly didn't care about me. Step number 2 to your internal glow up is mastering the abundance mindset. This is the most commonly asked question I get. So how do you master it? First, you need to understand the abundance mindset in comparison to the scarcity mindset. If you're new here, the scarcity mindset is all about our good friend Lola. Lola goes around thinking manifestation is not real. She thinks that life is really hard and things don't come easy. She thinks other people are too privileged and she's never gonna get what they get because they're at an advantage and she'll never have that advantage. She always wonders if there's ever even a point in trying because the government is messing up the country and there's so many things wrong with the world today, why even try? There's always gonna be someone better or smarter or prettier. She is not gonna go anywhere with that mindset. That's the scarcity mindset, which is where you always think people are doing better than you, or you're jealous, or you're comparing others. I spit my water. Let's have a hydration break. In comparison to that whole mess, we have the abundance mindset, which our good friend Athena always has. Now, by no means does Athena have her entire life mapped out and figured out and she knows how to do everything. She doesn't. She just always believes that everything is gonna work out in her favor. Because why would she not believe that? So Athena goes after opportunities she has no experience in. She always steps outside of her comfort zone. She always does the things that terrify her. And even though they're terrifying and they're difficult, she goes into every single situation and every single day thinking, but what if this turns out better than I could have ever imagined? It's always looking for the good in every single situation. Even if someone screwed you over, even if you're heartbroken and something went really, really bad, but I learned a lesson from it and now I'm wiser. And that had to happen for a reason, because I never would have gained this new knowledge otherwise. And maybe that person wasn't meant to be in my life. I've had some horrible things happen, like where I couldn't even explain why that bad thing had to happen to me. And in those cases especially, my abundance mindset saves me, because I think, I don't know why, but the universe or God, whatever you believe in, is protecting me from something I didn't know I needed to be protected from. If I were staying near that person in that situation with that certain belief I had, which has now been taken away from me, maybe things would have gotten 10 times worse. I don't know what I have just been saved from, so I'm gonna be grateful and trust in the process that I had to lose that thing. Everything's gonna be fine and everything's gonna work out. People's timelines are different, and just because yours involves a little bit more struggle and you're going at it for a little bit longer than others doesn't mean you're also not gonna get your happy ending, okay? Step number three is detachment. More specifically, stop taking everything so personally. This mindset shift has been a game changer for me, especially recently, because people are gonna give you a hard time. They're gonna try and put you down and make you feel insecure and argue with you and project all of their hardships and insecurities onto you. And there is nothing you can do to avoid that. It doesn't matter how perfect you are. It doesn't matter how much of a good person you are. It doesn't matter how well you treat other people. You can't control how other people treat you. So if that mistreatment is going to happen to us regardless of our actions, then we need to learn to stop taking everything so personally. This is going to grant you so much more peace in your day-to-day life. It's going to give you so much power. So how do you do that? Empathy and compassion is the key here. And I know it might sound very difficult, but you need to think about this in the perspective of you're doing this for your benefit, not theirs. But also, by showing people more empathy and compassion, you are being a better person in turn. And then you're gonna get so much more good karma in turn. So when you're gonna be empathetic to these other people, if someone is giving you a hard time, your mindset is gonna be, that person must be so insecure and be hurting so bad to want to fill their days trying to hurt me, when that would never be my intention. Me personally, I want to put out as much love and light and care that I have to other people. I would never want to spend even a second of my day trying to hurt somebody, trying to put them down and make them sad. I have so much abundance and fulfillment in my life that I'm so content and focused on that. Even when someone is rude to me, I never try and argue back, or I never get angry, because I'm like, it's just a waste of time and I just simply don't have that negative energy to give to you. But these people who are giving you a hard time, they have an abundance of negative energy and pain and resentment and jealousy that they are constantly putting out. And they have all of that negative energy stored up for a reason. Do you think they have a good life? Do you think that they have people around them that genuinely love and care for them? Do you think they have any gratitude at all for the blessings they have in their life? No, they don't. And that's why they're taking it out on you. And not only you, but everyone else. Let them say what they need to say, if that's what they need to get off their chest. At the end of the day, I feel like I have this aura, like this magic wall up, where you can't penetrate that wall and get to me. You can't hurt me or my heart or my mindset, because I'm so content. And I understand that whatever anybody else says is always a projection of their own insecurities, emotions, life experiences, and trauma. Step number four of your internal glow up. The only way to grow and step into the newest version of yourself is to escape out of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is a place where things go to die. Stepping outside of your comfort zone is difficult, and so many people don't do it for a reason. But just because it's unpleasant in the moment while you're doing it, in the process of organizing whatever you have to do, you have to remember that when you walk away and you've just completed it after going through that temporary hardship, you now have lessons, wisdom, and confidence that are going to last you a lifetime. And that is priceless. That is worth all of the fear in the world. You need to look at stepping out of your comfort zone like this giant experiment this summer. You need to think of it like, how much can I get away with? I wonder how far I can get in increasing my confidence, in increasing my courage to keep doing all of these tasks. Make it like a mission. Make it like a game. You're gonna keep going up in these levels. I'm gonna start dressing in my true style, which I've always been scared to like turn up to my local supermarket in, but I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna text that boy I like because the worst he can say is no, and after that, life goes on. I'm gonna submit my application for a modeling agency even though I have no experience and I might get rejected because what if I get accepted? Mindset glow up tip number five, self-care isn't just about beauty. It's about journaling, learning to show up for yourself, be aware of your emotions, learn how to be more emotionally mature, be your own therapist and script out all of your negative emotions so you're not projecting it onto everybody else, but also so you're not harboring any negativity in yourself and you're creating a nice, more positive, safer home within yourself and your mind. It's about holding yourself accountable when you make mistakes, but not beating yourself up for them. It's about prioritizing your mental health above all else, above everyone else's needs. Because you need to make sure your cup is full before you try and pour into anybody else's. It's about getting 7+ hours of sleep because you want to balance the hormones in your body so you can show up as your best self every single day. Self-care is also about reading widely. Now, I personally love to read non-fiction self-help books because that's what I've always been interested in. You can just do what I do and invest in so many self-help books and build up this giant collection which basically helps you solve all of your life problems, whether it's love, attachment styles, friendships, financial literacy, time management, you name it, I've read a book on it. And that's my version of self-care. I'm always thinking, where am I lacking? How can I do better? How can I look out for myself and make my life easier in the long run by gaining new knowledge and prioritizing the time to self-educate? And the last step in your internal glow up is taking a social media detox. This can be as little as a day, but deleting your social media apps for a day, a week, a month, ideally, is gonna ground you. It's gonna teach you what actually matters. It's gonna help you let go of other people's opinions. And it means that this summer, you can actually focus on living life. When you delete social media, you are at your freest. You are no longer comparing your life to anybody else's. You are living freely. You're wearing what you want. You're doing what you want. You're acting in the way you want. You can still take pictures and videos for memories, but you're not performing for anybody. You're not asking for validation for anybody. Chapter three is how you live life in style. Now, I have 5 actionable steps that you can start doing today so that you can give your lifestyle a glow up this summer. But because this is all about action and doing stuff, I'm gonna give the camera to my vlog self and I'll show you me doing those things. Let's go. Welcome to chapter three. So the first step here is to set up your Pinterest and take it seriously. This is all about mood boarding before you even start your summer so that you can get the clearest vision of what you want your lifestyle to look like for those 3 months. I'm just scrolling through my home feed, which knows me very well because I'm on this app every single day. So I love this idea of a solo date, reading at the beach. I definitely want to do that. Just this right here is helping me visualize how my summer is going to go, and it gets me so much more excited, but most importantly, more motivated, because it just goes to show that you are the creator of your own destiny. You get to wake up every single day and decide what you want to do, and the options here are endless. And here is the finished board. So, solo date ideas. I really want to get into tennis. I literally invested in tennis skirts. Now we're on to step number 2, which is creating your summer bucket list. This is essential. I do it every single year. So this is purely for fun and to make sure that I'm not wasting my summer. It's so easy to just putz around all day for 3 months, and we are not doing that here, okay? I'm making the most. So let's do this. I'm actually going to categorize this and organize it because otherwise this list is going to be so long. Habits, things that I'm not doing right now because the weather was super bad. So for example, start playing tennis. I want to be doing 10K walks. at least 3 times a week. My next category is gonna be BFF date, so things I wanna do with the girls, a painting and wine date. I wanna do a cute girly picnic. Okay, then we have date dates, aka things to do with my boyfriend. Definitely wanna do festivals, road trips, and I really wanna do a jazz night together as well. And then lastly, we have like my personal wish list, let's call it, I don't know. I really want to get back into photography because it really helps me romanticize my life. I really want to level up my Instagram content and get back into fashion because that is what brings me a lot of happiness. And the list will indeed go on very, very long, but to keep this video short, I'm going to cut it there. This in itself is the first step to romanticizing your life and making sure you make the most of every day this summer. Step number 3 to living your life in style. Fix up your Spotify. But yeah, if you follow me, then you know how serious I take my playlists. Okay, look at how cute they are. I am not playing when it comes to my Spotify playlists. Just invest like an hour or two once to reinventing all of your playlists, updating them, taking out the songs that you always skip. To sum up, this step is about stepping into the main character role in your life. Every single one of my playlists is carefully curated to be the movie soundtrack to my life. If you're lacking inspiration, then literally just search romanticizing life, type in main character. Oh, look at this, main character walking through the airport. I love it! Step number 4 is sign up to do anything, okay? You don't need to have a particular level of expertise in it before, okay? I am gonna do tennis lessons. Similarly, like literally try horse riding, go to one lesson. Because especially if you're a student and you don't have to work over the summer, you have more free time than ever and your future self is gonna thank you if you self-educate and learn new skills. Step number 5, the last tip to living your life in style is using the romanticizing life technique. I've been using this technique for so long and it has saved me from falling into many potential ruts. So essentially, this is the method of adding little moments of magic throughout your day. No matter how mundane, no matter how much your routine is the same every single day, even if you're working your 9 to 5 this summer, even if you're not traveling, you are going to try and add one moment of joy every single day, so you always have something to look forward to. So even when I was at my busiest and I didn't have time to go treat myself or even take myself on a solo date, I would commit 30 minutes, like once a week, to just go to a Starbucks drive-thru, treat myself to a matcha, sit alone in the car, not go on my phone, and just be alone with my thoughts. And that, as simple as it is, gave me so much serotonin. Another one of my favorite methods in using this technique is every single morning when I'm getting dressed and I'm about to go out, see my friends, go out for food, or even do the most basic activity, I will dress like my favorite movie character. So for me, it's Miranda Priestly from The Devil Wears Prada. I will put on my fur coat, my sunglasses, a bougie handbag, and high heels, and I will strut out because why not? The sooner you start practicing that, the sooner it will become a habit, and then every single day, you always have something new you're doing, and instantly it makes life more interesting. And we're back, chapter 4, the last chapter, becoming your most successful self, achieving all of your goals and getting to your dream life. Step number 1, you're gonna get a piece of paper or your notes app and you're gonna make a list of all of the people, the things, the charities, the places, the parks, anything you can think of that you are gonna help once you make it in life. Consider this your motivation mood board. For example, I wanna take my grandparents out to a 5-star restaurant, get the bill and fully treat them. I wanna be able to set up a direct debit to all of my favorite charities and help children and animals and girls in need. This is where you get really serious about your goals and you become fully committed and disciplined in them because money and material objects are fleeting. We can go without the Chanel handbag to an extent, but when you realize I have a family that I want to make proud, I have younger siblings I want to spoil, there are people out there in the world that need that financial help and I want to be the person that gives it to them, you're going to get so much more serious about your goals. Once you've done that, I would say pair it with a vision board and then put this in your room where you can see it every single day. I look at my vision board first thing every single morning. It's this beautiful collage of images which just helps me visualize every single day where I'm meant to go, where I'm meant to live, what my lifestyle will look like, what my relationships will look like, what I will look like, all of the things I'll do, how I'll spend my days, and that is the best surge of motivation you can have every single morning. Once you have written down your goals, you're already starting to hold yourself accountable, and then you must commit to it. Step number two to achieving your goals is obsession beats talent. If you have this summer free, you're a university student, a school student, and you don't have a lot to do and you're just bored, you need to pick something you're passionate about, a hobby, or if you're not passionate about anything, Google online high income skills and get so good at it, but not only that, obsessed with it. Like, you want to excel in this area. You want to know everything there is to know about this one topic. I'll give you an example. Me and self-development. I've been passionate about self-development since I was around 15 years old. I want to know all of the side topics to it, how diet fits into it, fitness, mindset, hobbies, how you spend your days formulating the right morning and evening routine, all of the books that go with it, the podcasts, and I am constantly educating myself. Even though I have this YouTube channel, I am still trying to learn to up-level my knowledge and also the knowledge that I can give out to everybody else. And that right there is why my YouTube channel grew from 2,000 subscribers to 200,000 subscribers in 3 months. Not because I'm the most talented at speaking into a camera, not because I'm the best video editor in the world, not because I understand the YouTube algorithm inside and out, because I most definitely don't. Because I am so obsessed with learning how to be your best self, and so obsessed with helping other people do the same, because I understand the struggle of being in a place in your life where you don't like where you are, or who you are, or what you look like, or what you do, and then formulating the plan to get to where you want to be. I am so obsessed with that process, and that's why I'm good at what I do, and I made that my entire job. Step number three, be delusional and remember that you are responsible for your own life. No one is gonna come and do it for you, and fix it for you, and guide you along the way. Okay, actually, no, maybe I will. I'll tell you what to do along the way. But ultimately, I can't force you into action. If you see other people online and you're scrolling through TikTok all day, watching people live out your dream life, you can get out of bed that day and choose to start implementing habits and actions and side hustles to get you there. You have everything at your fingertips just by having access to the internet. The only thing that's stopping you is you. And the faster you realize that, the quicker you'll start taking action this summer. And you'll realize every single day this summer is an opportunity for you to do something great and put yourself way ahead. And the final step to send you off your journey ready to go is to invest in yourself. Now, this involves a bunch of different things. Invest in knowledge. Read more books, read more podcasts, watch TED Talks, research networking events in your area to meet like-minded artists, creators, business owners, and network with them. As I always say, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Who are you listening to all the time online? The right community is priceless, and they are going to help you to get to where you need to be. Even if they don't actually do anything actionable, just by listening to their mindset and what they're doing is gonna inspire you to work harder and level up more. Invest in yourself by prioritizing having multiple streams of income. Start a side hustle, become a dog walker, become a babysitter. Do online tutoring for kids that are younger than you at a subject you're really good at. That actually pays pretty well. And also what links in this is upping your financial literacy. I started learning the process of becoming financially abundant, literate, and financially free when I was 17 years old. And I'm still on that process right now. So many people miss out on becoming financially free just because they don't understand how money works, how to move it around and make it work in your favor. This summer, get ahead of everyone else and start buying the books and researching online the videos. And don't worry, I promise I will make an entire dedicated video on how to manage your money and how to make it work for you and become financially literate so you can be in your rich girl era. I got you. But I think the beauty of this last step, invest in yourself, is that it's different to everybody. You need to cater it to your own needs and your own dream life, because once you've done all of the other steps, like writing out who you want to help, creating an entire vision board of what you want your life, your career, your relationships to look like, that you have such a clear vision of where you want to go, you will start to understand what you need to do to invest in yourself. And we're going to end the video there. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. If you did, make sure you give it a thumbs up. And please comment down below. Let me know what you learned from this video. What was useful? Because I honestly do read through the comments and I take away that information and use it to make my future videos better. So I would love it if you could tell me that. Make sure you subscribe because I make videos every single week. And also don't forget, any questions you have, check the description box first because I try and lay out as much information there, whether it's something I'm wearing, my social media, my jewelry business link, and I will see you guys in the next video. Thank you so much for being here. Mwah.